has been giving me more information about exactly how much money and what this means for Essex Police. And before we go into whether police forces should stay local or be regionalised, which he has some interesting views on, firstly, he reacts to this extra funding for Essex Police to tackle anti-Semitism.
But it's really good that the government has actually reacted in this way to what is certainly a large increase in the level of anxiety in Jewish communities following on from the last few months of attacks that they've seen, particularly in North London. They've allocated a total of £251 million over 3 years. We here in Essex have a substantial Jewish community, several Jewish communities, so we are part of the programme. We're not in the top bracket. Obviously, there's a much larger community in London, in Manchester, and indeed in Hertfordshire, but we are somewhat up there in top five, and really welcome having the extra funding because it's about reassurance. It's about making sure that we can, where we identify vulnerability, where we know that people are being focused on as potential targets for attack, that we have the right sort of resources in the right place. And the extra 5.6 million that we're going to get over 3 years will help us do that.
So it's 5.6 million over 3 years. What kind of things, it's not a small amount of money, is it? So what kind of things are you hoping you can do with that?
I think really it's very straightforward. It's about having the resources in terms of officers to provide the level of reassurance and visibility to make sure that we're keeping these communities safe. So the expectation is that we will be able to expand Essex Police by 18 officers. I mean, it doesn't sound a lot, but actually when you think about the fact that we've got a community largely in the Epping Buckhurst Hill area in Southend and in Canvey, plus some others, but those are the major concentrations. Actually, a regular patrols, more regular contact, a presence during the major festivals, etc. It's really going to help us provide what we need there to make sure that those communities have got the support they need.
Whilst you're with us, Roger, we've been chatting a bit about MPs, particularly in light of the tragic murder of Anne Widdecombe, of course, of a former MP. Do you think there needs to be more, or could there be more resource to help the county's MPs feel a bit safer?
I mean, what had happened to Anne Widdecombe was just horrific, wasn't it? My heart goes out to her and her family and friends. It doesn't make any sense, and it's just horrible brutality. And of course, here in Essex, we had the brutal murder of Sir David Amos, which was a wonderful guy who was loved by his electorate and many people across Southend and across the county. So, absolutely, we need to be there providing the protection. We obviously have some very high-profile MPs in Essex. I can assure you it is an issue that I talked to the Chief Constable about. We are, as Essex Police is an active participant in what's called OpBridger, which is the programme of support for MPs. And given the high profile of we have the leader of the opposition, we have the leader of the Reform Party as MPs in our county. Given that, it is very much an issue of focus. It's being reviewed all the time.
That's the Essex Police Fire and Crime Commissioner Roger Hurst on the